BBC News with David Austin. The Russian authorities say the location of a military plane with 92 people on board which crashed into the Black Sea has been pinpointed. The Defence Ministry said more than 100 divers were inspecting the seabed in an operation continuing through the night. So far, 11 bodies have been recovered. The aircraft, a Tupolev 154, went down soon after it took off from Sochi on its way to Syria. In a highly unusual move, the Israeli government has called in the United States ambassador to explain why a UN resolution condemning Israel for building Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem came to be adopted. For the first time, the US abstained. The meeting will be led by the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pope Francis has called for new efforts to bring peace between Israelis and Palestinians. In his traditional Christmas Day address at the Vatican, the Pope urged the two sides to find the determination to write a new page of history and to put hate and revenge behind them. The Pontiff also urged an end to the fighting in Syria, saying it's time for weapons to be silent forever. A tsunami alert issued after a powerful earthquake off the coast of southern Chile has now been lifted. The quake, with a 7.6 magnitude, struck about 40 kilometres southwest of the port of Quelon. Queen Elizabeth has used her Christmas message to praise the achievements of Commonwealth athletes at the Rio Olympic and Paralympic Games. Apart from Britain, she highlighted Grenada, the Bahamas, Jamaica and New Zealand. And a bomb from the Second World War that led to the evacuation of thousands of residents of the southern German city of Augsburg on Christmas Day has been defused. The 1.8-ton British device is thought to be a legacy of an Allied air raid in 1944, which destroyed the old town. That's the latest BBC News.